Jamie, you better get it right this time.
Hey everybody, this is Dinner Jamie from The Grotto. Ding dong the xylophone. The Grotto is... Hey, I can read this.
Jamie, give me that. The Grotto is Lancer Radio's premier music show that airs every Friday at 1 p.m. from the campus of Pasadena City College, only on LancerRadio.org.
The Grotto. No cover, all ages. How did that go?
Jamie!
Welcome back to Lancer Lowdown. You're listening to Lancer Radio, only on LancerRadio.org. This is Jamie, and we have Brian as our co-host.
Jamie, I'm very thrilled to be joining you on Lancer Lowdown.
All right, this is live with Jamie, and today we have Alex Kempton live via by phone. Hello, Alex. How are you doing?
Great, thank you. Good to be here.
So, you teach TV art at PCC right now.
That is correct.
What do you teach?
So I teach the intermediate editing course.
Do you have any other side jobs? What do you do besides school? Teaching at school.
I do have a full time job as a reality TV editor. Currently I'm editing a show called Cupcake Wars on the Food Network.
Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Amazing show.
Appreciate that. It's always good to hear that.
I love it.
Yeah, a lot of fun to work on.
Is it fun editing Cupcake Wars? It's on the Food Channel, am I right?
Yes, you're correct. It's a good show to be an editor on. We do a lot of the storytelling. We shape the stories, so we do have a lot of creative freedom. And it's for an editor. Actually, reality TV is a great way to get started and practice. Telling stories.
How real is reality TV?
Well, I'm obligated by my employer to say reality TV is very real.
I wouldn't want to know otherwise. It ruins the magic.
Yeah, we don't want to ruin
the magic. I'm gonna smack Jamie for even asking that question. Sorry, Jamie, continue.
You get free reign over editing stuff?
We're in our third season, so there is sort of a style of the show that we have to follow closely. And we're actually provided what's called a string out by the story producers, which is a rough cut of the story to follow. But after that, we get our first pass where we pretty much get free rein to, heighten the drama and tell the story that they've laid out however we want. But after that, the lead producers come in and give us notes. So after our first pass, we lose free rein, and we try and tell the producers' vision, basically.
All right. For students that want to get started in the editing career, what do you recommend?
One great place to start is the film program at Pasadena City College. And then after that, a great way to get started in editing is to find a job as an assistant editor. It's a great door into the editing profession.
Is there any classes that you would recommend? I know you don't teach here as a full-time, you're just an adjunct.
Right, yeah. This is actually my first semester at Pasadena City College, so I'm just getting to know the courses. But the only classes I'm familiar with are the editing courses, and those are a great place to start. They do teach you a lot of what you need to know for a career in editing.
Well, I have a question, Jamie. May I jump in here?
Yes.
Well, Alex, now what you primarily edit on Final Cut or Avid, which do you see more out there now as far as being an assistant editor?
I see more Avid.
Really?
These days. Yeah. It's the It's kind of broken down depending on what type of show you're working on.
Sure.
It seems all scripted TV is on Avid right now, and reality TV is split a little bit between Final Cut and Avid.
Now, are you fairly proficient in both, or is Avid pretty much your 100% like a Windows guy, or are you a Mac user in your spare time?
I learned on both, but I have been doing Avid exclusively for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I forgot a little bit of my Final Cut knowledge.
Which one do you prefer when you were using both? Which one do you prefer?
I've always preferred Avid.
Interesting.
Actually.
Very good.
Yeah. I do remember Final Cut was easier to learn on.
Sure.
But once I started editing, I was an Avid guy all the way.
Great.
Can I ask you how you got started?
That's kind of a strange story. I was actually a graduate student in mechanical engineering, and I just had an interest in film, so I started taking film production classes on the side. When I was a graduate student in Santa Barbara. And pretty soon, I stopped taking engineering courses and only took the film production courses.
I guess engineering was boring then.
Well, not to everyone, but I preferred film to engineering.
Does stuff go wrong on the show sometimes? Like on editing? Go on.
Do you mean in the editing phase or in the...
editing, yeah.
The whole, I haven't seen things go... I think things can go pretty wrong. The worst scenarios I've seen is when we're developing a show. So we're in the first season and no one quite knows what the show is. I've seen the editing process kind of go on and on. And I remember one show we were going for about 5 months and then we still hadn't finished the first episode because the network and the executive producers, the owners of the company, kept changing the show. Things can go pretty bad when you don't quite know what the show is that you want to make.
Well, I have another question, actually, Alex. Do you actually watch the show? I know for some people, especially when you first get on a show, you're really excited to watch your work and watch the show. But I mean, after a while, do you just get sick of watching the cupcakes?
You know, what's funny is I kind of went the other way. I never used to watch my shows, I guess, because I spend so much time working on them.
Sure.
But I just recently started watching my shows to see what it felt like once it went on TV.
Sure.
And, so I haven't gotten sick of cupcakes. I've just started watching Cupcake Wars.
Who can get sick of cupcakes, really?
Yeah.
Cupcakes.
Really? Well, actually, I just wanted to ask a question, too. I mean, you mentioned how you got started more at, like, the school level. Has entertainment or media or just this creative kind of path been something that you've felt since you were very, very young? Were you the kind of person that was always into films or?
I didn't really watch movies as a kid. I just started around junior high. And, but... Once I got interested, it was sort of like a secret desire to be in film. I used to secretly write screenplays throughout high school.
Sure.
But, I guess it developed a little late in life with me.
Interesting.
Do you work on any other shows right now?
No, that's the only show for the moment. But once that's done in a month or two, I'll probably be moving on to another show.
Is TV fun?
TV is fun. Yeah, I would say it's fun, but it's also a job. It's hard work, and it's sometimes long hours and a bit of stress. But overall, it's a lot of fun. I recommend it.
How's the money?
The money is not bad. You can, as an editor, you have a good living wage.
Sure.
Yeah. That's one thing I was worried about when I left engineering, but it turns out that you can make more in TV than most engineers.
So wow, excellent.
That was a pleasant surprise.
Does having a degree help you get a job, or it doesn't, like a piece of paper?
With my I'm not sure. The piece of paper doesn't help in any way. When I interview for a job, the degree never comes up. No one ever asks about that. They care more about experience. But I do think I got to skip a few steps by having a degree. For instance, I was able to start as an assistant editor, and I know a lot of people without the degree had to start at a lower level.
Doing like duplications or...
Yeah, doing duplication, logging.
Ugh.
Yeah, basically writing down everything
Nightmare.
Someone says during the interview.
Ugh.